Good morning. Virgil, Kenson, I do believe it is here. Summer. It's here. It's not maybe. It was 90-something degrees this week, multiple days. It is here. I can tell you that in practice this morning, this competition between Carly and Virgil did not come out, there. I'm not sure where that came from, but we're going to have to work on it. Talk to him, dig into this. It's a time in our service where we take the Lord's Supper. We take the communion. And as I was thinking about the things that we are remembering this morning, as I was thinking about the real historical event that we are remembering, which happened to a real person, Jesus Christ, at a particular place, at a particular time in history, when a particular emperor was governing the Roman Empire, I thought about a conversation that I had Friday night at the basketball court with somebody. It was kind of unusual. There's a big athletic fellow who is into health food, and he's into eating right, and he does grape fasts. A grape fast is where you only eat grapes for a week. What do you think about that? Grapes for a week. And he says he lost 40 pounds in this way and is in better shape than he ever was. He's in his mid-30s, but he was preaching, if you will, to a younger guy at the basketball court. It was really a philosophy of life. It was a secular positive thinking philosophy. I mean, he was talking about how, if you speak this way and you speak good things and you talk about it, the universe, it won't be long before the universe sends good things your way. And it wasn't just, he did this for 30 minutes. And he was going on, and he was talking about how he said, have you ever noticed that you go to the doctor and he tells you have cancer and you were fine before he told you, but it's only when you start believing negative things that it hits you. Okay, and this young guy over here is kind of buying into it. And he's saying, yeah, I see what you're saying. And I'm like, all right, I don't really want to debate this guy right here, okay, because he's a real strong personality. But I want to go over and talk to the guy that he's leading astray and speak with him a little bit, So I walked over and spent a little time with him, and I said, I believe in the power of positive thinking. That's a good thing, right? I mean, that when you have confidence, you perform better in every way, correct? When you believe in yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, you just never do anything, right? I mean, you set yourself up for failure. But so I was talking to the young guy. I said, there's a point to what he's saying, but, it really only works when you have God in the picture. It really only works when we understand, who created us and what his will is. And it was an interesting conversation. The young man said, well, I grew up going to church, but at this point in my life, they all look the same to me. He said, everybody teaches the same moral code. Everybody tells you to behave the same. They all tell you to be nice to people. They all tell you to love people. And I said, all right, there is a similarity there. If you look at a lot of religions, they do tell you to treat people nicely and to care about people and maybe be unselfish and things like that. But I tried to get around to, he said, there's no way that you can know any of those other things that religions say anyway. It tells you about Jesus or Muhammad or Moses. He said, you can't really know any of that stuff. All you can do is boil it down to how to behave. And I wanted to get him to think a little bit. I wasn't hoping to, convert him and baptize him right there necessarily. That'd been okay, but if it had gone that way. But what I tried to get him to think about was this. The Bible tells us some things which it says happened in history. And those things either happened or they didn't. It can't be both ways. And I, as a silly example, I like to pull out sometime about George Washington chopped down the cherry tree. And I'm going to take a poll here now, right? How many of you have heard that story, right? George Washington chopped down the cherry tree, and his daddy caught him and said, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? And the story goes, the young man George said, Father, I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. Y'all heard that, right? Now, how many of you, let's take a poll, how many of you believe that that really happened just like that story goes? We got a couple, two, three. How many of you think that it was probably a story that was somewhere concocted about someone, that the famous person, to try to make young people behave better? And how many of you just aren't sure? Now, I've got about as many not sure as think it was a, you know, do-good story. But what I asked the young man, as I said, but do you know which one really happened? He said, well, I think it was a story made up to teach people how to behave. And I said, but do you know which one really happened for sure? He said, no. I said, but is it one way or the other? Well, yeah, it has to be. It had to, either he did it or he didn't. I said, thank you. Now, the Bible tells us, and I'm going to read just a snippet here from Matthew chapter 27. In Matthew chapter 27, it says there was a Roman governor named Pontius Pilate, and we all know that he existed because we can read about him in secular history. And it says that he asked the crowd gathered in Jerusalem, what shall I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah? Pilate asked. They all answered, crucify him. Why? What crime has he committed? Pilate asked. They all shouted louder, crucify him. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. And he said, I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility. All the people gathered answered, his blood is on us and on our children. Then Pilate released to them Barabbas, a murderer. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. And if we keep reading in Matthew chapter 27, we find that Roman soldiers crucified Jesus, that they nailed him to a cross as his disciples and his mother stood nearby. And, you know, I just tried to leave this young man with this thought for that day. When the scripture tells us, and by the way, there are Roman historians who tell us that one named Christ, a Jewish religious leader, was crucified under the reign of Pontius Pilate. When the Bible tells us, when secular history tells us that Jesus, whom the Bible says was God living in the flesh, born of a virgin, that he was crucified and raised from the dead, we can wonder if it happened. We could argue about whether it happened. But it's a fact that either it did or it didn't. And when you think about it that way, you kind of shift over from saying, you know, well, we just, who could know, to, you know, something's true there. What is it? I need to find the truth. Because if that is true, then we need to listen to everything that man said and follow him. If it's not true, forget the whole thing, because it's a waste of time. And knowing that it's either true or it isn't calls us to search. It calls us to look. It calls us, as Jesus said, to ask, to seek, and to knock, to find the truth. I don't know what will come of that, but I pray that he'll think about it next time I see him. You know, maybe he'll want to talk more. But I am so thankful this morning that God gave us the gospel, not in an abstract set of philosophical principles that professors would just sit around and debate. God placed the fundamental facts of the good news in human history. Claims of something that happened to a real person in a real place. It told us who the governor was, and it told us who the emperor was. The gospel is rooted in history. It's something that we can know. It's either true or it isn't. What say you? Search it out. Look for the truth. I think most of us here have come to the conclusion that Jesus was the Christ of Israel, and that he died on the cross and gave his life for our sins. And we're about to take of something which he said to do, which is, he said, this represents my body. This is my blood. Remember that thing that I did 2,000 years ago now for us. Jesus said, remember this. And people, unless he comes back, we'll be remembering it 1,000 years from now. Disciples of Jesus will be remembering what happened that day on that cross. We're going to have the communion at the tables today. If you are not able to go get it yourself for health reasons or some other reason, just raise your hand and the ushers will bring it to you. Let's give thanks.